Well, good morning, everyone. I hope your day has started out well. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to the show. It's called A Progressive Life, and we are going to try tomorrow to have the show on. We're going to call it Swap Shop, and we're going to invite you to call in. And if you want to call in, you can. You know, if you have some tchotchkes that you want to sell, you can call in, give your phone number, tell them what you've got to sell, and we'll try and help you sell it. Now, we only, like Charlie said right before I came on, he said, we only have one phone line, so it'll be slow and sweet. And last week, we really struggled because we just couldn't. For some reason or other, when I'd bring up the what they call the pot on the board here that says phone line, I was getting another show, so that didn't work. Hopefully tomorrow we won't have that problem, and we'll be able to move right along, and that's what we're aiming for. Well, today is a special day for all my and your Jewish friends. This happens to be Yom Kippur, and that's the Day of Atonement, which it's kind of marked by, I think, around 25 hours of feasting. I'm not feasting, of fasting, and also of prayer and thought, and hoping to atone for what you have done throughout the year. And it's the basically the most religious, I believe, holiday on the Jewish calendar. And so we hope you have a wonderful Yom Kippur. And if you are of the Jewish faith, then we hope you have a wonderful day. Anyway, today has become a crazy day. If you are not following the news, let me tell you that the idea that we pulled out of the northern Syria area, pulled our troops out of there, has come home to roost. And Turkish planes are now attacking northern Syria, much like it was predicted when our president pulled the troops back from northern Syria. And the problem with that is that many of our allies in that area, well, one of our strongest allies are the Kurdish people, who have fought alongside us for years and are known to be fantastic fighters. They are getting, well, let's hope they're not getting slaughtered, but it sounds like that's the intent as Turkish airplanes attack northern Syria as we speak. Another kind of sad thing that's happened, I don't know if you recall back probably a couple of years ago when Matt Lauer was taken off NBC because of allegations of improper sexual relationships with, I think, employees, plural, but it may just be this one employee. But the one employee that we're talking about, her name is Brooks Nevels, and she has now come out in a book written by someone else, I can't remember who, but has claimed that Matt Lauer didn't just have improper relationships, he actually raped her. And I hope that is not true. You get to be friends with those people that you see on TV in the mornings and stuff like that, and you kind of hope that they can do no wrong. But let's face it, throughout the years, we've found out stories about some of our favorites that have disappointed us. People are people, and some people are have bad tendencies, some people have good tendencies, and we've got to think of it that way. You can't be completely fooled by their public persona. We also in the news recently, which really Well, this is called a progressive life, so it's you're going to know that it really annoys me. The president has decided to declare that absolutely nothing, zero, zilch, no emails, no phone calls, no letters, no nothing is going to be turned over to the Judiciary Committee. And obviously the committee is going to have to figure out what they're going to do. And the thing that bothers me about that is, what would happen if Joe Schmo, who lives here in Marion, got a subpoena and he just said, well, the president doesn't have to honor him, so I'm not going to honor him. That bothers me. What do we do about that? And another thing that bothers me is if there is nothing to see there, the president has done no wrong, or his staff has done no wrong, or the people around him have done no wrong, why do they care whether people come and talk? If you would think they would want them to come and talk, because they would say good stuff about them. But apparently, that's not exactly what's going to be said. I looked up an interesting quote that it was on Chris Cuomo show. Let's see if I can find it here. There we go. Okay, most of you won't remember this person. I must admit that. I remember her, but I remember her from my very, very, very young days. She was, the very first woman, African-American woman, to be a senator, Margaret Chase Smith. She was a Republican from Maine, a very thoughtful woman. I know that my parents absolutely adored her. Now, mind you, I was a Republican back then, and so were my parents. But it was a different Republican Party, by the way, and I think you all know that. But she was asked about Joe McCarthy, and she was actually instrumental in helping get him his witch hunt. And I think everybody that looks back on history will know what I'm talking about there. His problems were kind of, he did a lot of things that are going on right now. He made stuff up. He lied. He blamed everybody under the sun for being a communist, and got a lot of people fired and got a lot of people in a lot of trouble just because he claimed that they were communists. And he really, really had kind of shaky ways of getting people around those people to admit or rat on them. This is one of her quotes that I thought really goes along. And now, mind you, she's a Republican from Maine. And this is what she said. It's high time that we stop thinking politically as Republicans and Democrats about elections and start thinking patriotically as Americans about national security based on individual freedom. I don't want to see the Republican Party ride to political victory on the four horsemen of calumny. And those four horsemen, as she claims it, fear, ignorance, bigotry, and smear. And if those don't describe what seems to be going on right now, I don't know what does. And I just thought I'd read that to you. And that was from Margaret Chase Smith. Definitely the first African-American to be in both the House and the Senate. But I think she was the first black female senator by itself. But anyway, that's kind of where we are right now. We seem to not care about people smearing people. We seem to have given way to allowing people to be okay with bigotry. And the things that kind of stem that are the fear and the ignorance that we've kind of fallen into. We allow ourselves to go there. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Fear is your worst enemy. Ignorance is your worst enemy, shortly followed by fear. Fear allows people to give in to what they know they should stand up for. That, in my opinion, that's exactly what's going on right now in the Republican Party. And I'm talking about from dog catcher on up. I know the state of Ohio is it's been both gerrymandered and pushed into the right column. And that's fine. I have great friends that I could have long discussions with them about fiscal conservatives and family values and that sort of thing. And that's what the religious or the Republican Party used to stand for. And currently it seems to stand for whatever the president stands for, which is none of the above as far as I can see. Anyway, along that line, I thought it was kind of ironic that it was announced today that we're going to have a new location at the White House. I'll tell you about that, but I have a caller right now, and I'm going to pick up the call and see what we can talk about. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Couple questions.
Sure. Be glad.
What's going on with the morning show?
With the which show?
The 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. morning show.
Oh, they've had to use a couple of the recorded versions of it because apparently the boss has been required to do something else, at least for a couple of mornings. We'll find out more about that, I think, here this week. So just hang in there, and hopefully he will be back live shortly.
Okay, so it might be back and it might not then.
Yeah, well, I'm ignorant. I'm not really sure, so I'm just going
to... Well, that don't help us listeners, any.
I know it doesn't. You're absolutely right. But at least I admit I'm ignorant, right?
And then, is swap shop still on for tomorrow, or is that history?
No, well, we're going to try it tomorrow. We had a real problem. Now, you know this is your radio station, so if you send money up here, maybe we can afford to buy a little bit better computer stuff. But no, that's neither here nor there. But we struggled last week. The computer kept throwing us over into a show that had been pre-recorded so that I couldn't take phone calls. So tomorrow... Come hell or high water, we're going to be out here with Swap Shop tomorrow, and I hope that you call in and sell us your bicycles or whatever you've got, and we're going to hope that people will call in tomorrow. I've got other things that on my little phone that I'm going to talk about just in case we don't get people to call in. But remember,
yeah, I do miss the morning show. You know, it's kind of like, well, what the heck? You guys just started that. It's already off?
No, it's not. Well, it is off live, but I believe that we're going to have that back live again. I think we just have a temporary glitch. You know, all of us that work at this radio station, very well, there are probably a couple of people that get paid, but most of us are unpaid, so we have other responsibilities. If my grandkids have to see Grandpa, I may not be here, so we use the...
Well, you know, you guys, a lot of retirees love doing things like that because it gives them something to do. It's a good hobby.
Now, do you think I'm a retiree?
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, it's a 73, I guess I am.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to do things like that or you go crazy.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why, you know, I think you guys do a good job, you and Charlie.
Well, thank you.
Do a good job. I lose you every once in a while because you go on these tips and I don't understand where you're at. But, hey, that's all right.
Well, sometimes we don't understand where we are.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just kind of wondered what happened in the morning show because there's nothing. I mean, you know, you don't have any news, anything.
I will bring up to the boss, Scott, I will bring up to him your concern. And I'm concerned, too, because I was so happy when I heard he was going to do that morning show, because I think Marion needs that type of show, because we pretty much lost any local radio when our competitor decided to do away with live shows in the morning. And
absolutely. I mean, you don't know what the temperature is outside anymore. You don't know. You know, you say, well, we got 3 inches of rain last night. We have no idea. Serious accident last night. We're basically in back to the 1800s as far as getting news out there.
Yeah, well, I hope that doesn't happen, because I do know that Scott is updating the newscast. So I hope we keep on doing that for sure. And I'm pretty certain that he will come back on with the live morning show.
Well, you know, I even like listen to Terry and Sean. They
good.
Do a good job.
Good. I'm sure they'll be glad to hear that. We have lots of programming. We have we even have religious programming on for those of you who are needing that type of service. So,
yes, I hear it. Yeah. Hey, well, okay. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
You too.
What a nice call. What a nice call. I love hearing from our listeners. And tomorrow, hopefully, we'll hear from a lot of listeners. And you don't have to agree with me, by the way, politically. You can still call in Swap Shop tomorrow. I'm probably not going to talk very much about religion, or not religion, about politics tomorrow. But I thought, like today, I thought I better put out a couple of those news items, because they're pretty important. The Turkish plane attacking northern Syria and the thing about Matt Lauer, those affect all of us. There's another thing, by the way, that I happened to pick up on this morning's news while my doggie and I were having breakfast. Bernie Sanders has decided he's going to cut back on his campaigning. And having had a heart attack myself about 6 years ago, I think it was 6 years ago, having had a heart attack myself, it might have only been five, I know that you need to cut back. I don't know how in the world, as many of you know, I also ran for office last term, and it was only for state representative. I can't imagine running for the president of the United States after having a heart attack. I think it sounded like his heart attack was very similar to mine. I don't think it was one of those code red things where there were sirens flashing and everything else. I think they just took him into the hospital and found out he was struggling. And now I don't know this. I'm just from what I've kind of heard. But he had two stents put in. The stents are pretty simple anymore. They used to be, they had to open you up, but now they go up through a vein or an artery, and they just put those stents where the constriction is in your vein, and now the stents have, you know, Teflon on them or something that allow them not to get so sticky and refill up real quickly. That's what they did with him. I only had one stent put in. He had two. They kind of tell you, they kind of fib to you sometimes when you go into the hospital. I had not seen a doctor in 58 years when I went in for my heart attack. Which I'm not recommending, by the way, coming from a family of three doctors. So I guess I had seen doctors, but they were my family members. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, the heart attack that I had, I went in and I actually drove myself in and walked inside the door, and I said, I'm having a little bit of interesting feeling in my chest. and you could have set a bomb off. I was no longer standing up after about 10 seconds. They had me in a crash cart, and they were taking me in, and put the stent in right shortly thereafter. But, you know, they kind of fib to you. That's where I was going. They kind of fib to you. It's simple procedure. They'll just put that in there and you'll be fine the next day. No, it isn't the next day. I also had an umbilical hernia repaired, and they told me, oh, you'd be up and around in a day or two. That one took me a couple of weeks. Maybe I'm a big baby, though. I don't know. I don't like pain. I've gotten kind of used to having pain, but I don't like it. And both of those situations, I was in bed for a while. How my wife and puppy dog take care of me when I'm not feeling so well. Anyway, I hope that Bernie, he gets back and picks it up, but I also want him to be careful and not injure himself. He's too important to the state he lives in for him to really do bad to himself. And there, another thing that was brand new in the news that kind of surprised me, they have identified... they identified back in 2012 a disease that's kind of like polio. As a matter of fact, they're kind of calling it the new polio. I don't. If you're as old as I am, you remember polio with some trepidation. It's called acute flaccid myelitis, and it kind of mimics what. What polio did, you know, in that you can become paralyzed by it, or you probably will become paralyzed by it. It also kind of mimics meningitis. So neither disease is something that you want to have. So it's not usually deadly, but it can be. And they haven't figured out where it comes from, how it got started. It's kind of strange in that it appears more likely on even years. So in 2012, they found it. 2014, it showed up. 2016, 2018. So apparently this year, we're good. All right. Let's hope it doesn't mutate into coming out more often. It's still very rare, so let's hope it stays that way too. I happened to be, when I was a little guy, I was at Colfax High School or grade school. I was a member of what they called Polio Pioneers, and I don't know whether they could do this anymore, but several of us, we were all inoculated for polio in a brand new polio vaccine that they came out with. And some of us got the real stuff, and others of us were given a placebo. Now, I'm not sure they can do that anymore with human things. I think they have to give you the real stuff or nothing. But anyway, they followed all of us children. We had little cards that we carried that said we were polio pioneers, and they followed us through grade school and into junior high to see whether anybody came down with polio. Now, I knew several people that did have polio. I only knew one that had it terribly, and he did have it terribly. He eventually got through it. But he was incapacitated to some degree for the rest of his life. It was kind of a scary time. Polio was scared just about everybody. So I hope that they can find the answer to this one. By the way, don't forget, especially those of us who are over 60. You need to get your polio vaccines, not polio vaccines. I'm sorry. You need to get your flu vaccines, flu. They now have a flu for those of us that are climbing up in our ears for seniors. They have a vaccine that's a little bit stronger, I understand, and probably better for us because even if you get a little bit of muscle ache or whatever accompanies the shot, even if you get a little bit of that, it's a lot better than having the full-blown flu, especially when you're in the higher age group. Well, anyway, let me remind you about tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we're going to have Swap Shop on. What we'll ask is that you call in. We will answer the phone, and I'll ask for your name and what your item is. We prefer not to take. As a matter of fact, I think we pretty much will not take pretty much. You know, that's kind of an interesting thing. I took a class in I can't remember what the company was, but it was all about how to become a radio announcer. This is a long time ago. And they told you how to pronounce all sorts of things. And purdy was not one of the words you were supposed to say. Matter of fact, one of the words I had a really hard time learning how to say is temperature. It's not temperature. It's temperature. Anyway, tomorrow, let's get back to that. Tomorrow, we will ask you to call in, give your name. I'm not sure you have to give your name, but if you'd like to give your first name, that's fine. But we'll ask for your phone number. We have to have your phone number because that's the only way people can get a hold of you. And we're going to ask what type of item you have. Preferably no car, like I said. Anything that requires that type of registration. No guns. Anything that has that type of registration, we would rather not take because there are some legal ramifications. But anything else, if you want to sell I don't know, a go-kart, or you want to sell a go-kart is a motorized vehicle. Let's say if you want to sell a bicycle, or you want to sell a new lace top, or whatever you want to sell, you tell us what it is, and we will put it on the air, and hopefully people will call you and come out and buy it from you, and we'll ask what the price is. And if you have some people, and we're getting a little late in the season, but some people will have garage sales or basement sales if it gets really cold, or whatever type of sales they have, we'll be more than happy to put that on the air. If you are with a nonprofit organization and you're having a bazaar, we don't mind putting that on the air either. You know, that was one of the things I used to love. Being a minister's son, there were things that you really got so you loved. One of them was, during Lent, we always had a Wednesday night Lent program, and the kids would get to go in another room, and they always had movies on about Jesus and, about the Lent season. And it was basically what the movie was, is like 30 minutes, and it was like an installment thing. Each Wednesday night would have what led up to the crucifixion. And it was always quite interesting to me. And my father was a big-time actor himself. He didn't actually get paid to be an actor. I was the only one in our family that got paid to be an actor. But Dad would, do skits during the service on Sundays, and Lent was kind of fun that way. Christmas also was one of those times, and we're getting awful close, aren't we? Doesn't seem like too far away. Let's see, what is today? I don't even have my date in front of. Oh, here it is. It's the 9th. So October, November, December. So we're about 2.5 months away from Christmas. You got everything purchased? I know there are people that do. Matter of fact, we have one in our family that has everything ready to go. We will wait. It's required in my household that you wait until the last day you can mail it to go out and buy it and then mail it. Thank goodness for gift cards anymore. We do a lot of that anymore. Anyway, we hope that you will participate in Swap Shop tomorrow. We hope that our computer works so that when I open up the phone line, it doesn't play another show. That's what we were doing last week. We hope that you enjoy it. We only have one phone line in, so please be patient. If you call in and it's busy. Also, one other thing you must remember to do. Turn your radio off, or at least way down, because there is a 20-second delay, and that'll drive you absolutely stark raving nuts if you're trying to hear yourself and you're 20 seconds later than your mouth is working. Don't do that. Turn it down, say what you have to say, and then get back on. Then you can turn us back up once you're off the air. It's kind of important that you do that, because it sometimes will howl at us if from the feedback, and that's not a very pleasant sound. So we hope that you will participate tomorrow in our Swap Shop. It will be the inaugural, even though last week was supposed to be the inaugural. We just didn't get it working, and hopefully tomorrow will be a successful inaugural starting of the Swap Shop show. Today and every week, we are going to continue. On Wednesday, we will have a progressive life, which is what we're doing right now. I'm actually kind of vamping right now because I wasn't sure how long it was going to take for me to talk about those headlines. So I've kind of run, don't tell anybody, I've run out of things to talk about. And we may go back and highlight that news again. I hope that you will tune in both days, on Wednesday for A Progressive Life and on Thursday now for Swap Shop. Well, again, for my friends who are Jewish, Yom Kippur is what today is, and it's the Day of Atonement, and it will... some of the religions that we have where you have to fast... I know I wouldn't I wouldn't do that right. I'd find a way to sneak out into the kitchen and find some crackers. I know I wouldn't. I'm bad that way. Maybe that's why I'm an agnostic as opposed to any set religion. I wanted to bring back the we'll go back a little bit about what's going on this week at the White House. The Trump administration has come out and said they will give absolutely nothing to the Judiciary Committee. And that means they won't give them any emails. They won't give them any phone calls. They won't give them anything that has to do with anything. They are just absolutely going to stop providing what I always thought was required by law. But they've also stopped allowing people to respond to a subpoena. Now, I always thought that was against the law. I know it's against the law, and I don't know how you get away with it. I guess if you're too important for your britches, you can just tell the cops, go away. I'm not going to do it. Because there are people, and I'm not talking about the president here, there are people that have no role in government who are claiming they're not going to respond to a subpoena. It seems to me the only response to that is to throw them in jail. I'm not a big proponent of throwing people in jail, especially people that have done nothing violent. But it seems to me that the only way to get people to respond to the law, if they're so brazen that they will tell you go pound sand, it seems to me that we need to find a little prison in the Capitol. We have another phone call. I love to hear this. Let me hang on here. You're on the air. Can I help you?
I'll call back when I'm not on the air.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. We do have that. See, that's one of our problems, is that one line coming in, and it's kind of tough to answer the business calls as well as the show calls. So please be patient with us, and I believe that gentleman, if he happens to be listening and he wants to call in, the best time to call in is between, after 1 o'clock. Unfortunately, there will be nobody here after 1 o'clock. The best time to call in is at the top of the hour, like if 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, at the top of the hour for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, let's say, you can call in and do business that won't be on the air. I hope that helps, and I hope the person that just called in was listening, so he heard that. I will hang around for a couple extra minutes here at 1 o'clock so that if you want to call in, I will answer the phone. Anyway, we were talking about what's going on in our government right now. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about having people that can tell people to go pound sand when they're duly told to report that they are being subpoenaed? People get called to testify that don't show up. If that's the way we're going to run government, that's called anarchy. And I don't believe that's what the American public wants. Whether you're on the right side or the left side of the aisle, anarchy probably is not going to work. I did watch a great show, speaking of types of government. I watched a show this weekend. I think it was 60 Minutes, and they did a thing on Land O'Lakes. Land O'Lakes is a cooperative. I didn't know that. 40% of the American farmers derive some benefit from Land O'Lakes, and they don't just do butter. They are a giant cooperative, and as many agricultural people that I know a lot of, after running for office a year ago, I have met a lot of farm people, wonderful people. I mean, almost to a person, they are wonderful, kind people. But most of them were Republican, and most of them that I knew voted for Donald Trump. But the problem right now that they're having is that those tariffs that they're having to work around are costing them an arm and a leg. But also, I wanted to bring this up. A lot of people hate the word socialism. People don't like Bernie Sanders because he calls himself a democratic socialist. Well, I think before you get too excited about how terrible socialism is, if you'll stop and think about it, a co-op like Land O'Lakes, which handles 40% of our farm businesses in one way or another, they contribute. Land O'Lakes is socialist. It's owned by the people. Credit unions. I worked for a credit union. They're owned by the people. That's socialism. Now, it's gotten a terrible name, and one of the things when I worked for the credit union as a PR person, one of the things I knew people don't like to hear is they don't like the three words that are credit union and what was the other one? I can't remember. Anyway, but they don't like those two words for sure because there are a lot of people that think unions are terrible. Well, unions are really what built this country into the giant government that we have. It's a positive thing, not a negative thing. And unions can sound like they're socialist, But they're, and in essence, they kind of are. They have all people own their own union. And that's kind of the definition of socialism, is that it's owned by the people. And one of the things that was bad about being called a credit union, and one of the bad things about being called a democratic socialist, is that the Soviet Union used to, that was in their title. It was, and I can't remember what the total title, but the Union and Socialist were in the title of Russia's formal name for all the different countries that were under their umbrella. And so therefore, for some reason or other, we got to hate that. And I got to tell you, if there are good things with just about everything. Now, I'm not going to agree that the Nazi form of government had much good about it, and but you can find good in an awful lot of places where you'd be surprised. And I try to keep my mind open to all things. And I know that's kind of the tree hugging liberal that I am. But I also understand that there are different people, other thoughts, and that my thoughts aren't always right, and that my thoughts might be right for me, but they're wrong for somebody else. So I hope that you can start to think that way, and I hope that mentioning about this Land O'Lakes, I just found it quite interesting that so many farmers were a member of a co-op, co-ops at one time were just thought to be communist. You remember when they used to talk about their five-year agricultural plan for Russia, and it was all done on co-ops, and co-ops were bad. They're not bad. It's how you run them. It's how you organize them. Treat other people that are in them, how you treat people that are outside of them. That's what makes good and bad, how you treat other people, and whether you've closed your mind off to other people and their thoughts. Please don't do that. I'm spouting off some of the stuff that my mother used to tell me, I know, and my mother was a good woman. She raised an angel for a daughter, my sister. And she raised us to trust other people to make their own decisions. And I think that might be at the heart of the American form of government. Let other people make their own, as long as it's not hurting anybody, do your thing. And if you are a Christian, on top of doing your own thing, it's be kind to others. And we seem to have gone completely away from that. We've gone to kind of a hedonistic way of running our government. Our president is proud of the fact that he was sexually promiscuous. He's proud of the fact that he can... dishonor any promises that we have. I don't know if he's proud of how many lies he's told, but I think it's the Washington Post has him at, what, 12,000 lies that they can prove and identify. That is not who we are as Americans. It used to be you could shake hands, and I heard this on the talking shows this week. The shake of a hand was something that you honored. And right now, I wouldn't honor any shake of the hand from our chief executive officer. Or for that matter, I'd have a hard time honoring any shake of a hand of many of the executive people that we have in government right now that have been appointed to do our work. I hope that we'll get a little bit more comfortable with our government soon. If we don't, I think we're on a short path to oblivion. And I don't mean that in the World War III sense. Let's hope we don't get there. But with airships bombing northern Syria right now, just because the president decided to pull out, it kind of gets a little scary. One thing for certain, hate does beget hate. And the opposite side of that should be true. My mother used to say it was true. I must tell you, I struggled with it, that love begets love. A lot of people think that is weakness. And I guess you can see it as weakness. I see it as strength. If you are strong enough to love in the face of somebody who is hating you, you've got some pretty strong will. And I hope that tomorrow we will have a wonderful swap shop and everybody will call in and sell all their goods and we'll have a good time. I would like you to not to call in with more than three or four items. That would be pretty much a max. Make sure that it's not something that has to be registered, like guns or cars, that sort of thing. We'll have a good day. And hopefully my phone pot will work on my my board here. And hopefully next Wednesday we'll have another good Progressive Life. And then we will be off and running with our new show we're calling Swap Shop. I hope everything goes well for you the rest of this week. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at right around 12:15. It might be a touch after that, but pretty close. And we'll be talking to you. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and the show is It's a Progressive Life.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.